that the only thing that we can do is to preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The topic was given to me, worship that pleased God. I want to do the best that I can in using God's word. I do not want to give you my opinion this evening. I may say some things that you may not agree with, but as long as it's in the book, then it's going to be all right. I have understood and I've learned over the years that I cannot mix my opinion with the word of God. My opinion worth nothing. A song leader always makes sure that he sings songs that matches the preacher's message. And this song leader was trying to find a song to match the message that the preacher was about to preach. And he searched through the book and he couldn't find anything. And he called several brothers and sisters together and says, "This is the first time that I've been in this situation. I am trying to get a song that can match this preacher's sermon." And they asked him, "What is the preacher preaching about?" And they say, "He's preaching about God's view and sex in marriage. And for the life of me, I cannot find a song." An 87-year-old man was sitting beside his wife. And he looked at his wife and he raised his hand and says, "Why don't you sing Precious Memory?" From the beginning, of time, God had created man as a worshipful being, meaning that man will worship. Even if he don't know how to worship, he will worship. He will worship calf. He will worship rocks. He will worship the moon and the stars. He will worship his car. Because man is a worshipful being. God created him that way. Because it is God's will that man give honor and glory to the Almighty God. Because of this, there was two men, one by the name of Cain and one by the name of Abel. They both offer sacrifice to the Lord. The Bible says that God accepted the worship of Abel, but he rejected the worship of Cain. Cain's offering was not by faith, but Abel's offering was by faith. In Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse number 4, "By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and through it, he being dead, he now speaks." Cain's offering was not according to faith. Romans 10 and verse 7 tells us, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." If you're going to worship God, then you must worship God in faith and by faith. If that is going to be done, then it must come from the word of Almighty God. Cain, not as Cain, the Bible says, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 12. Cain was not according to faith. Now, I wanted to say something. Jesus said, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve? Matthew 4 and verse number 10. In John chapter 4 and verse number 20, the Samaritan woman asked Jesus, where was the right place to worship? Mount Gerizim or Jerusalem? Jesus answered the woman and said, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain or in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, 21 following. There are four possible ways in worshiping the Almighty God. Number one, you can worship wrong, the wrong way, with the right spirit. Let me repeat. You can worship the wrong way with the right spirit. Secondly, you can worship the wrong way with the, sorry, you can worship the wrong way with the wrong spirit, number one. And number two, you can worship the wrong way with the right spirit. Number three, you can worship the right way with the wrong spirit. And number four, you can worship the right way with the right spirit. God is seeking people to worship him, not the wrong way with the wrong spirit. Not the wrong way with the right spirit. Not the right way with the wrong spirit, but with the right way and the right spirit. Let me give you an example of the wrong way with the wrong spirit. You remember in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 27 to 28, the Bible says, if these people go up to offer sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of his people will turn back to their God, Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they will kill me and go back to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Therefore, the king asked advice, make two calves of gold and said to the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. There was a man that was worshiping the wrong way, and he was worshiping with the wrong spirit. Now, secondly, we talk about worshiping the wrong way with the right spirit. Romans chapter 10, verse number 1 to 3. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer for God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Why? For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, go about establishing their own righteousness, not submitting themselves unto the righteousness of God. Then there was a man in Acts chapter 18. Verse 24 to 25, the Bible says, now a certain Jew named Apollos, born of Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scripture, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught correctly the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. Worship wrong, but with the right spirit. And then you have, one can worship right with the wrong spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. But know this, that in the last days, perilous time will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Notice this. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power therein. The Bible says, from such, turn away. No wonder Jesus said in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, reading from verse 27 and 28, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful on the outside, but inside you are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Again he says in Matthew the 15th chapter, these people draw near to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. We must worship God the right way, and we must worship God with the right spirit. John 14 and verse 21, you recall, he who has my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself unto him. But the hour is coming, Jesus said, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Not everybody are worshiping God right. And not everybody that say they're worshiping God, God have accepted their worship. Because God has decreed that I'm seeking those that will worship me in spirit and in truth. Leave your opinion out of the worship. Leave your emotion out of the worship, to the point where you have overcome or neglected the word of the Almighty God. Now, there are those that will let you know that God has been good to them. God has been good to me. God has been good to you. He has brought you out of many things. But the greatest thing that God has brought you out of is not the sickness that you have been through. It's not the jail that he have allowed you to leave. The greatest thing that God has brought you through is the fact that there was a time that you was a nobody. You were without God in this world and without Christ. But God commended his love to us all, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's the greatest thing that God has ever done. Now, I can say, well, because God have done this to me, there are certain things I must do. Keep within the limit of God's will. Don't forget, God is the one that we're worshiping. The worship must not be to suit me or to fit my needs. The worship must be designed to please the Almighty God. You see, we are on the stage, and God is watching us as we perform. God can walk away sad, or we can be pleased with our worship. God wants you. He asks for your heart. He asks for your soul. He asks for your mind. And he asks for your strength. God is not interested in half-hearted commitment. God is not interested in partial obedience. God desires your full devotion. God is pleased when our worship is accurate, meaning when our worship is scriptural. Now, let me say this. My singing and my praying in my worship must be done with the spirit and with the understanding. You don't come up here just to use words. But those words that I use must come from the heart, because God looks at the heart. I've known some people, they talk regular. But when they come to pray, their voice changes. It's like they have on a holy voice. Dear God, help us. Why are you putting on? God wants you to be yourself as you worship Him. He wants you to be real. Worship must be based on true scripture, not an opinion. Worship in truth means to worship God as He is truly revealed in the Bible. Don't put God as an idol and worship Him. God wants you to worship Him, not in your way, but He wants you to worship Him in His way. Worship must be authentic. When Jesus says, love God with all your heart and soul, He meant that worship must be heartfelt. It's not just a matter of saying the right words, but you must mean the words that you say. You see, God knew the Pharisee. And He said to His disciples, He said, whatsoever the Pharisees say unto you, do it. But don't do what they do. Because they will tell you the right thing, but they don't live the right way. You see, this is why Jesus says, when you go to offer your altar, your sacrifice, and you remember that you have aught against a brother, or a brother have aught against you, leave your sacrifice. Go and make it right. And then come and offer your sacrifice, because God don't want no pretender to worship Him. You must worship Him in spirit and in truth. When we worship, God look past our words, and He see the attitude of our heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 says, man look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God is not pleased with thoughtless singing of hymns, praying, or careless exclamation of praise the Lord, just because you don't have anything to say, and you're using that to fill in a gap. If worship is mindless, if worship is meaningless, then you cannot engage in worship if the mind is not engaged. Worship must be practical. Jesus says in Romans 12 and verse 1 that you offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship. Why does God want your body? Why does He not say, offer your spirit? Because without your body, you can do nothing on this planet. God took that spirit and He placed it in a body. And within that body, God wants you to worship Him. And you worship Him not with a dead sacrifice, but you worship God with a living sacrifice. Now, I'm going to say something. I'm going to be here. Anybody want to ask me a question? I want you to feel free to do so. I've never found in the New Testament where worship God was accompanied with dancing and clapping. You may be quiet than me. If you have found it, then I want you to present it to me. If it's not there, then it's my own opinion that I'm using. If I'm going to worship God in spirit and in truth, I must do the things that God commanded me. No more or no less. Let me give you an example. Isn't in Hebrews chapter 2. God says that the word that was spoken by angels were steadfast. And every disobedient received a just recompense of reward. I want you to listen to that. They receive what? A just recompense of reward. How shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation that was first spoken by the Lord, not angels now. It was spoken by the Lord and them that heard Him. We have seen several times in the Old Testament where God has given man ways to worship Him. And you notice what I've noticed in the Old Testament? When God gave man a way of worship, God left nothing up to man. God tell them in detail exactly what they must do. Then why do we think God is going to leave it up to us today if He didn't do it then? Remember what the Bible says. When God was going to establish the kingdom, the Bible says, in the days of this king, God is going to establish a kingdom, and then he says, it will not be left up to man. Man will not be the ones to determine the rules, the regulation, the principle that govern that worship. It must be God and God alone. I want to be sure that I'm doing right. I strive every day to make sure that I'm doing right in the sight of God. And just as I pray with the Spirit, the Bible says I must pray with the understanding also. In other words, brethren, you don't just sing songs because it has a good lyric. You don't sing song because it has a nice melody. The words of the song must be scriptural for that song to be pleasing to the Almighty God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let me tell you something about the word seek as I take my seat. A little boy was playing one day, and while he was playing basketball, the father was looking through the window on him. And then the father noticed that the little boy stopped, and he started searching the ground. And the father watched him through the window for a little while. And as he watched him through the window, he noticed for over 45 minutes, that boy was searching the ground. And he went outside and he said, "Son, what happened?" The son said, "I lost my contacts and I'm looking for them." The father said, "Let me help you." And the father started to look with the little boy. In about 5 minutes, the father found the contacts. The little boy said, "How you find it so quick? And I was looking for so long." The man said, "Son, you were looking for a contact lens, but I was looking for $700. Seeking is different from looking. I have looked for things several times. Open the drawer, and I go in there. My wife says, "It's in the top drawer," and I look. I say, "Honey, I don't see it." She says, "It's in the top drawer." And I look again. I say, "I don't see it." And she said, "Well, let me." And she come right over there. She pulled the drawer out. She take it up. And she said, "Here it is." I know what's going on in her mind. You see, the point is, I was looking. I wasn't seeking. When God wants people to worship him, he was not just looking around at anybody. He was seeking the people that has the right heart, that will worship him the way he authorized them to worship him. You might be here tonight. You might be here tonight. And you might be one of those persons that go with the crowd. Because the crowd is doing this, I'm doing it. Don't follow the crowd. The crowd will lead you astray. If the blind lead the blind, they both shall fall into the ditch. Here's what I want you to do. If you know that your worship to God is not according to the scripture, and everything that you have done cannot be backed up with the Bible, it is time for you to make a change. Don't just listen to a preacher. Don't just listen to elders. Because I tell you one thing, the older generation used to stick with the book. But now we're having some new generation coming up. And they don't want to stick with the book. They are focusing and trying to have a large church. And whatever it takes to have it, so it be. God is not pleased. You need to make a change in your life. You need to start, don't listen just to what everybody say to you, but listen to the word of God. Whatever the word says, do it. If it don't say it, it is safer to leave it alone. You know you're safe if you follow the word. You can be sure you're safe if you're not following the word. Why put all the surety for the uncertain? You might be here, you're not a child of God. We'd like for you to become a part of the Church of Christ. One of the best institutions there ever is. It was not instituted by man, but it was instituted by God. With the very blood of Jesus Christ. The only place you can have salvation And the only place that you can rejoice because you have salvation is in the church of Jesus Christ. If you have accepted him, you will do like the eunuch. The Bible says, and the eunuch saw him no more. But because he had salvation, he went on his way rejoicing. You can leave here rejoicing tonight by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Won't you do so as together we stand and as we sing a song of invitation? He's in the world today.